We thank you, Lord, for your word, for the wonderful name of Jesus, the written word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. And Father, you said in your word, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks, be made for them authority over us. So Father, we thank you for our president, vice president, senators, and congressmen, the legislators, the Supreme Court, and governors, and mayors, and police officers, the armed forces, the CIA, and FBI, and the judges of our land, for their staff, and families, administration, and loved ones. We claim your salvation, deliverance, and protection, and they hearken diligent voice the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for leaders around the world, people, nation, the world, for Russia, the Commonwealth, the European nations, the Muslim nations, Arab nations, Asian nations, the third world countries, the communistic nation, that every nation has the gospel preached as a witness, and then the angels come. And Father God, we thank you for all those laborers out there, that you anoint them and equip them, you raise up people, pray and receive them, support their ministries financially, so the work of God will abound, and doors of others be opened them. We thank you, Lord, that every place in this world, the gospel goes forth. Every tribe, every nation, every continent, every tongue gets to hear about Jesus and receive him, Lord. And Father God, I thank you for anointing me today, that I'll be able to stay and do what you have me stay and do. Thank you, Lord, for giving me out of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Lord, as we hear your word and hear from the Holy Ghost, that we'll go forth and become doers of your word and led by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Now let's all pray this together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for my blessing. You've been so good to me. I thank you that every day of my life, you make me a blessing to someone else. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Good to see everybody today. You may be seated. Okay, if you have your Bibles, let's open our Bibles over here to the Gospel of Mark. And I will read a few scriptures. Just jot them down if you can't keep up, or either way. There should be a place in a bulletin there to take notes. And here in the Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus answers that have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever saying this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast to sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. When you stand praying, forgive you have aught against them, and your Father which ever forgive your trespass. If you not forgive, and your Father which ever forgive your trespass. And then the Gospel of Matthew to your left. I want to read this story here in Matthew chapter 14, beginning verse 23. And when he, Jesus, as he, had sent away the multitudes, he went to the mountain apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed the waves, for the wind was contrary. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went on walking on the sea. The disciples saw him walking the sea. They were troubled, saying, it's a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Peter answers him, said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, O thou Lord of faith, wherefore thou doubt? Let's go here to the Gospel of John. Just keep going, you're right, you come through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and we'll come to John chapter 20. Jesus has been crucified and died, and by this time resurrected from the dead. And in verse 24 of John chapter 20, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand aside, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. And he saith unto Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold thy hands. Reach hither thy hand, thrust it in my side. Be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, now verse 29, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they have not seen, and yet believe. And then I want to use the verse of Scripture in Acts 27, verse 25. Just go to your right. And this is after there hadn't been any sun or star in about 14, moon in 14 days. Verse 25 says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, Paul speaking, for I believe God that shall be and has told me. And then your next book over is Romans. Romans, please, chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 16 through 21. Therefore, as it is faith that might be by grace, the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only that which is of the law, but that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As is written, I have made thee, God speaking, I have made thee the father of many nations, before whom believe, even God, who quickeneth the dead. That means he makes them alive. Now, how does he do this? And calleth those things that be not as though they were. Now, talk about Abraham now. Who against hope believed in hope, that he, Abraham, might become the father of many nations, according to that was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he, Abraham, considered not his own body now dead, when it's about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He, Abraham, staggered not the promise of God, through unbelief, but strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded what God had promised, God was able to perform. Romans chapter 10, I'm going to start in verse 6 through 17. But the righteous which of faith speak on this wise, say not in the heart, who shall ascend to heaven, that is bring Christ down from above? Or who shall ascend the deep, that is bring up Christ again to death? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess in thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in the heart God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For at the heart man believeth righteous, the mouth confession made his salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth him shall not be ashamed. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich, shall call upon him. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings. But they have not obeyed the gospel. As Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your next letter over is 1 Corinthians. And the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, 28, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, has God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Verse 14 of chapter 2, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And then please go to the next letter of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Now verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 4. Notice what he says. God says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, and not by what? And not by sight. You are paying attention. And then please go with me to book of Hebrews. He writes several pages, and let's come to Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll start here in verse 1. The scripture says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen, like your chair, you can see that, were not made by things which do appear. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death, was not found because God translated him. Before his translation, found his testimony, pleased God. Now verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, him as God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And there's a word of them, diligently seek him. Now you notice here in verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to save himself, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out in a place which is received inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing where he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as a strange country, dwelt in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him the same promise. He looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah received strength. Now she's 91 when she had this baby. Received strength through conceived seed, and delivered a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful to promise. Now, notice in these scriptures, they have to do with things you can't see. Now, you know, all of our life until we come to Jesus, we go by what we see. We go by our physical senses. And, you know, thank God for them. God made our senses. He made our eyes and ears and our body and our mind and everything else. But then we got to shift gears when we come to the Lord, and God requires us to begin to walk by faith. And not by sight. Now we read there that, you know, the scripture said there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The next part is the evidence of things not seen. Now our evidence that we believe we have what we prayed for is God's word. Remember we read there like there in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, the Lord said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Well, you see, we're always dealing with things we can't see or we can't feel. You know, we read there in Hebrews chapter 11, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Now stop, you know, we're required by God that we have to believe that he exists. You know, we've all talked to somebody that said they don't believe in God. Well, now, the reason you have to believe in God is because you can't see God. God is invisible, the scripture says. So you can't see him. So therefore, you have to believe that he exists. And what happens is for people that don't believe that God exists, they really haven't heard the word. They need to hear the word. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So you want to talk to people that don't believe in God and tell them the word. And then when you give them the word, you believe the Holy Spirit will begin to work on them. But see, so often we've been cheated by our blessings because we walked by sight and we didn't walk by faith. You'll never receive from God being double-minded, and you won't receive from God by walking by sight and not by faith. See, the scripture said there, while we look not at the things which are seen. Well, if you had this rash on your face, you could see that. If you had a checkbook that didn't have any money, you could see that. Then you get into the Word of God, and you find out in the Word of God, but my God will supply all of your needs, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Or you get in the Word of God, and you find out the Word of God says, by whose stripes ye were healed. And yet you've got this rash on your face. Or you've got this financial need. We all face needs, problems in our life. What God wants to do is he wants us to consider what his word says. We're going to consider something. Abraham didn't consider his body being dead, nor did he consider Sarah's body being dead. But he did consider something. He considered what the word said about him and Sarah. God was the one that came up with the idea, I'm making you the father of many nations. And you're going to have a new name. Your new name is going to be Abraham. Now, you know, you could have just said, look, I'm not changing my name until we have this baby. I'm not going to do this until I have it. And you think you'd be in faith, but you're not pleasing God. God expects you to take it up front. You've got to believe you've got it with God. Until you get to the place that you believe that you've got something that you can't see, you've never gotten into faith. If you can see it, you don't need to believe for it. If you can't see it, but it's been promised in God's word, then you have a faith project. You've got to believe God for it. And you're required by God to believe it until it shows up. I don't believe that I'm here. I know that I'm here. But there was a day in my life I believed God for this meeting. And I said, I'm booked up. I preach every day. I started saying after I found out what the Lord wanted me to do, I don't know what you say, but I started saying, I preach the word from the top of Maine, the bottom of Connecticut, and all the way tip to Cape. Because the Lord had dealt me about reaching New England. So I started saying that. Had no invitations, no place to preach. And I just started saying that. Every day I would say, I put maps on my wall of New England, every logo, every newsletter, every newsletter and every letterhead, every envelope had an emblem, a trademark of New England on there. I bought that trademark and purchased it. It was licensed with the federal government. And so everything I had, it said New England on it. Had the map of New England. And I just kept saying, I take the word of faith in the top of Maine, the bottom of Connecticut. And when I started saying that, I had tape on my gas gauge because I was out of gas and I had to get to the meeting and I didn't know what else to do. So I kept looking at that stupid gas gauge that said I was empty. And so I just put tape over it. Now we live in a world of science. There's two beliefs in this world. There's the belief of science. And science goes by physical evidence. They put evidence together, and they put these bones together, and they go, wow, there was dinosaurs. We've got the evidence. So they base everything on evidence that they find. They don't go by circumstances or myths. They prove it all out. So if you said, I believe there was dragons in this world at one time, well, scientists will never believe it unless they find the bones and proof that they were here. So when you start going to school, you're taught about science, and you're taught about proving things out. When you come to God, you got to lay that aside and believe that God exists. He's going to expect of you that you've got to believe that he exists. He's going to expect for you to pray his word and believe that you've got what you prayed for without any physical evidence. Your evidence that you've got what you prayed for, what you're believing God for, is his word. So I started saying, I preached the word from the top of Maine, Boston, Connecticut, and then the Lord shifted gears out of New York City. So I always place all my churches on everything I can. and start saying, that's my church. New York City Word of Faith Church. Brooklyn Word of Faith Church. Springfield Word of Faith Church. New England Word of Faith Church. Word of Faith Bible School. So you've got to start out with zero, something you can't see, and you believe that you've got it in Jesus' name. That's where God requires it. Abraham cannot have a baby. Sarah cannot have a baby. You know, if they've been in their 20s, he's 29, she's 21, hey, they could have probably pulled this off. Maybe when he's 39 and she's 31, yeah. Then maybe he's 49 and she's 41. She had a baby, it's kind of late, but she got one. How about if he'd have been 59 and she'd have been 51? Wow. She had a baby, she's 51. And, you know, other women think, boy, I hope I'm not late. Well, you see, but how about it went a little bit further? 61, 69. He's 79, she's 71. He's 89, she's 81. Not yet. God said, hold up. Wait. Hold it back. Wait. Oh, come on. Hurry up. We got to get this baby here. He's 89 and she's 81. Just keep waiting. 99. That's really going to freak the world out. 99 and she's 91 and we got this baby that gets up in the middle of the night and needs changed. Thank you very much, Abraham, for getting me pregnant. How'd this happen? They stood on the word. She counted God faithful. That's the Bible said, how'd she get this baby? She counted God faithful, that God would do what he said he would do. All you've got is God's word. That's what God wants. All you have is his word. You're in the best position when all you've got is God's word, because he can take better care of you than you can. You think you can take care of you financially. You cannot. You think you can take care of yourself physically. You're just like me. You can't. The sooner you realize that, the sooner you're going to have victory. You can't take care of yourself. You can plan all you want to, save all you want to, go by all what you see, by what you want to, and do all your friends do. But God requires you as a child of God to walk by faith and not by sight. He expects you to step out of the boat and believe that when you step on that water, God will be able to have you walk. As long as you don't look at the wind, as long as you don't look at the problems, you won't sink. You look at the problems, you begin to sink in doubt and unbelief and fear. You ever been there? Has it just been me and Peter? Oh yeah, I've went down, blub, 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 help, God, help. Yeah, why? Stepped out, did real good stepping out for God. I could be a champion stepping out for God. And 10 minutes later, doubt that I heard from him. How you folks doing in the overflow room? Amen, Brother Rich, I've done the same thing. Oh yeah, I can be the world champ. I can beat anybody stepping out for God. And then beat Thomas at doubting after I did it and knew the word. See, Thomas said, I'm not going to believe unless I see. That's why you hear people in the world say, I'll believe it when I see it. I tell you, I'm just a realist. I just call those things the way I see them, the way they are. Well, with God, you call those things you can't see as though they are. You speak with God's language of faith. You speak of things that don't exist as though they do exist. And the only thing you can do is get your faith tapes out and keep yourself jacked up every day with God's word. Because you'll doubt God, you'll beat Thomas at doubting God. So why you have to keep the word going all the time? Keep playing it to yourself. Get it on CDs, DVDs, iPod, whatever it does. Download it from internet. You can get it on C-Faith and subscribe to that and get all the faith preachers there is, practically, through that network. And listen to it night and day. Just play it all the time. Let it just play in your house. Hearing the word preached. You don't have to be taking copious notes. It's just setting an atmosphere. Play those tapes when you don't want to. Play those tapes when the word's not working. Play those tapes when you know the word's not working. Play those tapes when you know God's not around anymore. You just keep playing and playing and playing and playing them. Listen, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, and it just builds you up whether you realize it or not. You know, if you went to some gym and joined a gym and started working out, they're telling you, you're just by you showing up, that's an effort there. And you're making progress. You don't see it. You get on the scales. You still, if nothing else, you weigh more than you did when you started. But you stay with it. Well, then you'll develop physically. Well, we're developing spiritually. Our spirit man get built up on God's word. And so the place that we can believe God for the supernatural and walk by faith and not by sight. You know, when I got saved, I asked this pastor where I got saved at. I said, pray that I please God. He asked me, what did I want from God? And I said, I want to please the Lord. He looked at me, and he said, Pastor Elton was his name. He looked at me and said, son, if you want to please God, you need to live by faith. And he quoted me Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And I don't know any scripture in the Bible. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's the word of them that diligently seek him. So I thought, my Lord, he's not going to pray for me. He's just going to give me a verse. See, people like that prayer. You know, he's not going to touch me, you know, and bless me. So I said, well, then pray that God give me more faith. See, I thought a little faith would do a little good. A whole lot of faith would really do a whole lot of good in pleasing God. So he just smiled at me. He said, well, son, if you want more faith, you need to hear the word. This is what got me started hearing the word. He said, if you want more faith, you need to. And this isn't someone that's known for teaching the word of faith. This is just a Muncie, Indiana pastor that loved Jesus and got everybody saved and cast the devil out of anybody if they coughed twice. You know, I never heard him name it and claim it like I do, but he said to me, well, son, if you want more faith, you need to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing. He quoted Romans 10, we read today, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that you could listen to the word and faith's coming whether you feel it or not, whether you think it is or not, whether it looks like it's working or not, faith's coming to your heart. And guys, just stay it. Just keep your faith tapes going. You know, find some minister that really blesses you with God's word and listen to those night and day. And make yourself, keep playing them over and over. You're getting something out of it, whether you realize it or not. It's soaking inside your spirit, man. Problems are going to come. But folks, we got to use our faith. We as the body of Christ, all over the world, have got to unite together. We have to lay down our differences now. And we have to unite together. Every church, every ministry has got to begin to use the name of Jesus and speak the word and say what the word says and quit fussing about what day we serve God on and how we've been baptized and what we believe about this or that. But lay down our differences and pick up the sword of the Spirit. Because this world needs our faith. This world needs the authority of God placed in action. I mean, think about what happened to America a few months ago with the hurricane, and then Pakistan today, and a few months ago before that, it was another place that the typhoon hit. We've got to start using our authority. We've got to start uniting together in our faith and begin to pray, you know, begin to intercede and pray. If you're going to church and they have a prayer meeting, show up for it. Get there at that prayer meeting and have prayer every day yourself. Pray in the Spirit. Keep yourself built up. Find other Christian people. Encourage them. Maybe they're going to a different church. That's fine. Say, does your church have a prayer meeting? Go to the prayer meeting. Begin to pray for these nations. Begin to intercede and stand a gap and pray in your house and just begin to speak the word of God over this world. Read the 91st Psalm and say, God, I thank you for protecting our nation in Jesus' name. Pray for the leaders every day. Give God something to work with because we don't need any more catastrophes. We don't need any more earthquakes. And these things, I realize have been prophesied about. But you want to do all you can to make sure you've done everything you can in your spiritual authority and power to stop things. As long as you know that you've used the sword of the Spirit, you've done all you could do to stand your ground. You want to be able to know that I did everything I knew to do from the Word of God to keep anything bad happen to me and my family, my loved ones, my nation, in this world. Can you stop everything? Someone would say. Well, why not just do your best? To use all the effort that you've got and hold back things from happening in people's lives. Just your intercession can. Through your prayers can. We have a lot more authority and power than we realize spiritually in the name of Jesus. But what happens? People get so religious and they go to church and leave the same way they came in. No, we should go out in the world and affect the world that we live in by using the name of Jesus, by speaking the word. So just like David, you know, he has no idea when he's taking this bread and cheese and wine to his brothers that Goliath's going to be there. He just did what his dad told him to do, and he shows up and wants to know what's going on. And they said, well, they informed him that this giant comes down twice a day, and he taunts us, and we're scared of him. And his name's Goliath, and he comes down twice a day. And David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of God? What did he do? He talked his covenant. And you want to be a person that talks your covenant. You're prosperous because your covenant says so. You're healed because your covenant says so. You have a covenant with God through Jesus Christ. And when David faced Goliath, he had to get through Saul first. Saul wants to know, David, what makes you think you can do this? Because I've got this covenant with God. And I was taking care of my dad's sheep, And this bear came down. This bear came down and grabbed one of the lambs. I mean, what's more innocent than a lamb and a huge bear? The bear comes down and grabs this little lamb and starts going to eat it. And I went after that bear, and I grabbed that bear, and I got the lamb. And a lion came down one day and grabbed one of the lambs, and I went after that lion, and I grabbed the lion, and I slew the bear, and I slew the lion, and God delivered me out of the paw of the bear and the lion's mouth, and he'll deliver me out of this uncircumcised Philistine. His testimony convinced Saul he could do it. And so when David faced Saul, he said, I'm not coming against you with a sword of spirit. I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. How did David do it? He believed his covenant. He stood on the word. How'd Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego get delivered? I mean, think about how complicated those names are, and yet almost every believer knows their name. Remember we used to sing, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Bum, bum, bum. I guess not. But aren't you glad I preach and don't sing? How many's glad for that? Okay, Brother Earl, raise your hand. He knows I don't have a voice like he does. Okay, so the persecution you go through. And so someone said, you're going to sing? I said, yeah, I'm going to persecute the saints. Well, you see now, they as peculiar as their names was, they thought this over and decided they're not going to bow. You have to think things over and make your decision. What are you going to do? Everybody does. You got to decide what you're going to do. Sometimes it's every day. They thought it over. We talked it over. We had this meeting. We're not bowing. Well, you're going to be put in a fiery furnace. Well, we're still not bowing. We ain't bowing even if God didn't deliver us. We ain't bowing. And they heated this furnace 7 times. You know, you think you got problems. It can get a lot worse. Threw them in. And when that king looked at me, he said, I see 4 men. We threw in 3, didn't we? I see 4. Brother Shambach said they were having a Jericho march. Brother Hagin said they were praising the Lord. You know, each minister got something different they were doing. Brother Colton said the reason they got delivered, they walked in love. Jerry Savelle said they had the shield of faith up. Well, they had all of it going for them. Norval Hayes said, you know, they just kept worshiping. You've got to worship the Lord. You've got to worship the Lord. It's true. It's all true. What part of the Bible you got to do? Just do all of it. And God delivered them, and they didn't even smell like smoke. Think about this. Talk about sitting in the smoking section. And they came out and didn't smell like smoke. How did God do this? They stood with God, and God stood with them. Will you stand with God today? Will you take sides with God today? Will you begin to say, God, I think every day I walk by faith and not by sight? Because see, the most discouraged days of my life was the days I walked by sight and not by faith. When all God said, I want you to walk by faith and not by sight, your mind will get angry and say, you see it, you see it, you see it. It's not working, it's not working, it's not working. And then it kicks your emotions in with it, and you begin to cry, and you get upset, all because of what you saw. When we've been told that we walk by faith and not by sight, while we look not at the things which are seen. How could you not look at things that you see? It's glaring you in the face. You have to look at the Word. Don't let the Word depart from your eyes. Incline there to my saying. Keep them amidst the heart. See, we have to go to the Word always and build our life on God's Word. Father, we just pray today in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your holy Word. Your Scriptures spoke for themselves today, Lord. Lord, I remember Pastor Helton. God bless him. That day, I wanted him to pray for me. They gave me those 2 Scriptures, Lord. I'll never forget them. They got me to start pursuing you to live a faith. I'm sure he probably had no idea at the time what he was going to start. But he told me that day from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, son, if you want to please God, you need to live by faith. Then he told me how to get it. Just keep hearing the Word, Jesse. Keep listening to the Word. Lord, I bought the Bible on tape and started there. And later on, someone loaned me. Some Brother Copeland's tape, Brother Hagin's tape, Brother Price's tape. People I knew, people I didn't know. Faith comes by hearing by the Word. God, I thank you for your Word. Forgive us, Lord, for ever doubting you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all of our blessings, Lord. We're so blessed. You've been so good to us, Lord. How many times, Lord, I've got upset or angry. because I was going by sight. Well, I was trying to tell you it's not working. Look, Lord, it's not working. There's no blessing. There's no benefit. But all along, the Holy Spirit was trying to challenge me. Keep walking. Keep standing. Walk by faith, son. Stand on the Word. Speak the Word. How ashamed I am, Lord, for ever doubting you. But here I'm a minister. But God, we thank you that you forgive us and cleanse us. You help us every day in Jesus' name. And Father God, peradventure there be one soul here today that does not know Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. They believe in you, Lord. Maybe they've always went to church or whatever, Lord. But they're here today. Maybe they do not know Jesus. Or they've known Jesus, but maybe got away from him through sin, through disobedience, just through being cold-hearted or lukewarm. And they want to make things right with you today. So we just take this opportunity. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. We're not trying to embarrass anyone. Is there anyone here today? You say, Brother Richmond, I need you to pray for. I need Jesus in my heart. Or he's been in my heart, but I've kind of drifted back to the world, and I want to come back to Jesus today. Just lift your hand up and then put it back down. Say, pray for me today. Put it up. Put it back down. You're saying, God, I need help today. I want to come to you today. Father God, we just pray. We ask the Lord, forgive us. You said in your word, if we confess our sins, you'll be faithful and just. Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You said if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And God, before we partake of communion today, we just want to take this opportunity to examine our hearts, see if we're just right with you. If there's anything you need to deal with the Lord about or talk to him, just repent right now and ask him to forgive you. Maybe you said something you shouldn't have said, got in a flesh, sin. Heart's been cold, lukewarm. Or maybe just doubted God like I've done. And just want to ask him to forgive you.